Illumination is what takes place inside of each one of us every moment of our life. The illumination taking place inside of me right now is unconditional love. How can I live my life illumined by unconditional love? How can I be aware of unconditional love in all that exists? How can I be aware of unconditional love under all circumstances? How can I live in the attitude of unconditional love? How can I know unconditional love for myself? Is this just two words that I'm speaking, that I'm sending out into the universe, or are they things that mean something very special to me? Does unconditional love mean something very special to me? Well, I like to love everyone. I like to love everything. I find great joy in just loving. But sometimes I love because there seems to be a need for loving. There seems to be a need for an opinion. There seems to be a need for an awareness. And they need my love. And with my love, they will feel better, and they will be happier, and they will be better. And my judgment destroys the very love that I would give. Because my judgment says they need it, or they don't need it, or they don't understand it, or they are very unhappy people, or whatever. Unconditional love requires of me that my heart at all times, my soul at all times, my being at all times, see all in the world as being fantastic. Seeing all in the world as being fulfilled. Seeing all in the world as having every single thing that they want. Are there people living in third world countries who have less than people who live in first and second world countries and so forth? And who is to define what a third world country is or what a first world country is? We look at the people living in poverty or living in health limitations or living in any circumstances that we think are not very nice. And instead of looking at that, if we would look at them and say, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and I see you just fabulous. I see you enjoying all of the health that could ever be on the face of the earth. I see you enjoying all the abundance that could ever be on the face of the earth. I see you being your divine self right now. I don't see you becoming aware of it. I don't see you being illumined into that understanding. I see you in that understanding right now. There is no tomorrow in which you're going to enjoy something that you don't have today. And there's no today in which you don't have something you didn't have in the past. For always we have everything. Always we live in a state of unconditional love. Love that knows no condition, that knows no limit, that knows no judgment. Love that just flows so fantastically that it is what makes the world go round. When you love a cat or a dog or a child, you love them unconditionally. You don't love them because they have clean faces or because they smell nice or because they are doing beautiful things. You love them because it's the nature to love a dog, a cat, a child. It's the nature to respect a dog, a cat, a child, to respect them as being their guardian angel, being their loving center, being someone who cares for them and takes care of every desire that they have in their heart, every need you think they might have, and you just fulfill it. You don't think they need it, you just give it because it's your nature to give to a dog, a cat, a child in wonderful ways. Now, let's take that a step further and start giving to ourselves. Start giving to ourselves in that same abundant manner we give to a dog, a cat, or a child, in that same unconditionally loving manner that we give to them. We don't give to them because they are a dog, a cat, or a child. We give to them because we are unconditional love, and the dog or cat or child naturally brings that out of us. Now, let us bring it out of ourselves for ourselves. Let us bring this love, this infinite beingness out of ourselves for ourselves, because that's what we are. That's the joy we are, the magnificence we are, the delight we are. That's who we really are. Are you ready to have that experience in your life? Are you ready to have that experience in your world? Are you ready? If you're ready, then it is ready for you. Illumination sparkles our heart and our intelligence to an awareness of something so grand and so beautiful that we sometimes wonder why we hadn't thought of it all the time before. Illumination sparkles our minds and hearts in the unconditional love of loving ourselves. Now, we say of ourselves, we are not aware of our body. We're not aware of our skin. We're not aware of our organs and actions and functions that go on in our body. We're not aware of the thoughts that we're thinking all the time. We're not aware of all of these things, and we don't need to be aware. When we do everything that we do with the natural, unconditional love that we are, then the awareness is always going to be our highest and best. The awareness is always going to be that which is most beautiful, most fantastic, most glorious, most wonderful. It's going to be the true us. And as it will be the true us, it will be the most noble, fantastic, glorious us that we could be. We cannot conceive of what our unconditionally loving self is. We cannot conceive of what our ideal self is. We cannot conceive of the beauty and the magnificence that we are. We cannot conceive that, and we don't need to. All we do is just to be unconditionally loving of everything, and just see everyone with a great big smile on our face, a great big smile in our heart, a great big smile in every attitude we have for all of the world, starting with us. When we are living a life of illumination, when we are living a life of sparkle and joy and delight, we are living a life that is so rewarding and so uplifting and so exciting that there is nothing to compare to it. There is nothing to share to it. We are all. Yes. Think of that for yourself. Think of the fact that your name truly is unconditional love. Your name is love without condition, without judgment. Your name is love, just love. Just the pure love you have for a beautiful flower. Pure love you have for a lovely cloud in the sky. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Pure love for looking at a mountain covered with snow. Pure love looking at a person that has touched you. Pure love looking at a child, looking at a dog or cat, looking at any lovely, innocent thing. And perhaps there is the key for all of us. When we are innocent, looking at all is innocent in our world. And unconditional love is an innocent love, a love that is truly undemanding in any way and just outgoing in every way. You and I can be this unconditional love. You and I can have this life of absolute innocence now. And we can know that life of absolute innocence every moment of our being if we choose. But let's live this innocent love, and let's find it as exciting as it truly is.